to get messy and show the world you growing as an artist. And you're free to be yourself. You got a dream, you need to start it. Stick together. Get Messy says you're formally invited to a community where you can find people that spark the feel of excitement. Too many art supplies, not enough time. No, it's tough, and so you must find a way to feel some connection. We got a lot of people with the same kind, a great mind. We're here for you, a platform so we can hear your views. Time's yours, forget chores. I know you're bored of them same rules.
The focus of my life, currently, forever, is this. Produce more, consume less. It's a bold statement, I know. With so much great stuff on the internet and with it being so easy to be sucked into Pinterest, Instagram, blogs, galleries, I'm really needing to step back all the more. We consume so many things every day that actively trying to produce more than that is a big feat. I know. Never said it's going to be easy. And so there are two ways of doing it. You either produce more than 100 things a day, or you drastically reduce how much you consume. I don't want what I make to be influenced by someone else's. I don't want to be comparing how much I make. I don't want to be making less because I'm too busy staring in awe at someone else's stuff. I want my ideas to be to-do list items. I want to get shit done. I want to make art. Now, there are a million reasons why I want to consume less. And the number one reason is to produce more. I want to make a lot of stuff. I want to make up for lost time. I want to record all my memories before I lose them. I want to make a whole bunch of really shitty stuff so that I can get past that and I can make the good stuff. And so, because I am who I am, I made an action plan. I think you might like these practical ideas too. But here are the ways that I'm shifting my default to producing instead of consuming. 1, make things. Simple enough, right? Just do it. I like that. I once heard that the saying, it's simple, but it's not easy. Making things, it's pretty straightforward. Not always easy, but that's fine too. You're a superhero. 2, throw away fears of making embarrassing things. Make them anyway. My theory that I keep repeating is that we have a certain number of things that we make that will be rubbish. Totally rubbish. Totally almost useless. So it's best to get them over and done with as soon as possible so you can move on to the great things. 3, work towards becoming a master. We all know the statement that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become a master. I only recently learned that this is an actual number. It's an actual number. No one just like said, oh yeah, 10,000. It's a real number that came from a real study. The study is called The Role of Deliberate Practice in the Acquisition of Expert Performance, and it was done by a guy named Anders. Done in Berlin. It's my favorite city. It's perfect for me. So work deliberately towards those 10,000 hours. In the end, I mean, you'll either become an expert or you'll just have a whole bunch of pretty stuff. It's a win-win-win. 4, set specific times for creating. You can't just expect to find time to create. You've got to make the time. Recently, I've been moving away from thinking of creating as time that I've spent. You know, like we all don't have a lot of time. And so we tend to say, I don't have time, or, you know, I'll use up my time with something. No, creativity is time that's been given to us. We've been given that time to create. Reframing that in my mind has been so helpful. So helpful, especially now during quarantine, during the time where my son is at home. You know, I'm not trying to fit creativity into my life. I'm trying to give myself that time. You know what I'm saying? Okay, number five, get away from technology. Hello, this is a big one for me. This is a big one for, I'm sure, most people. But I want you to know that you shouldn't look elsewhere when you're creating. Don't look on Pinterest. I want you to look inside. And now I want you to also imagine that there's like super motivational music playing right now. Maybe Rocky. Nope, that's not how Rocky goes. I don't know how Rocky goes anymore. But I want you to play Eye of the Tiger. There we go. Play Eye of the Tiger. And look inside yourself. Get the inspiration from inside yourself. It's there. You know it. How many times have you felt that like warm fuzzy of inspiration inside and just done nothing with it? It's still there. It's still waiting for you. It's waiting for you to act. It wants it. I want you to turn your phone on do not disturb, turn it on plane mode, turn off network connection, ignore it. Ignore it and create. Change your environment. Try moving to a different room in the house. Create outside. Take your journal to a coffee shop. Coffee shop one always works for me. Always works to change things up. Clean up your desk. I'm a massive proponent of this. I know that it's easier said than done, but cleaning your desk, it makes you produce more. Same for reorganizing your workspace. Related to the technology one, leave your cell phone in the other room. Sometimes I'm unable to turn my phone off because I'm expecting a phone call for a delivery. I'm expecting a business call. I know T needs to get in contact with me. And so if I leave my phone downstairs, I'm still able to run to it when it rings, but I'm also able to not keep checking it because that's my problem, is checking. Use distraction-free writing. If you work in WordPress, if you blog on WordPress, there's that fabulous distraction-free writing option. Otherwise, there's OmniWriter, WriteRoom, Darkroom, or, you know, there's that like weird invention called a notebook. There's also, I recently added Scrivener to my computer and they've got a distraction-free setting where you just see what you're currently writing. Everything else fades away. It's very poetic. I love using that. Now, also concentrate on your words. Write deliberately. Even if you're writing a shitty blog post, even if you're writing, I don't know, an email to a friend, just be mindful. Start with the products. What does a certain line of products inspire you to create? You can also start with the photos. What kind of project do you want to create with your set of photos? Start with the technique, start with the supplies, start there. Number 13, schedule amount of time to make something. In the same way, having a kid can sometimes make you more productive in their 1 hour nap, set yourself a limit, put a time on it. You can use Pomodoro, really great app, really great technique. And the fact that there's a little countdown is enough to make you work more efficiently and fuss about less. Finish unfinished projects. Big one. Don't let them sit around. You're also welcome to throw them away. But I'll get to that. Keep an unfinished projects box. Keep that box in plain sight. Work on these before starting new projects. And like I was saying, if you no longer love a project, release the guilt. Throw it away. And this is a big one. This is something that I practice actively and that has big impacts on my creativity. Simply starting something is not enough of a reason to finish. Give yourself permission to let it go. Make something that doesn't require preparation. I think art journals are so great for this, and I know that I'm very focused on this way of creating, but that's because it just ticks so many boxes, including that one. Make an action plan. Sometimes a project is just so big and so overwhelming that you don't know where to start. An example of this was family photo books that I did. Wow, okay. So I turned all of my family's photos into digital photos and then into photo books. this was a massive project. It took forever. We have tens of thousands of photos in the family. And so what I did is I wrote absolutely every detail I could think of before starting, and I came up with a detailed action plan to get it done. You know, some days you really just can't create no matter how badly you want to. And so you can use those days to make an action plan for creating. I know when Elliot's at home and I want to be creating and I can't because I know that he's going to want to play with the paint or the glue or the papers. He usually doesn't mind if I've got a notebook and a pen and I'm just writing an action plan. That works too. Turn creating into a habit. I recommend wholeheartedly reading up on Charles Duhigg. He wrote a massive book about habits and how they work and how you can totally just hack your brain into making creative habits. That's a really good way to produce more than you consume. Wake up earlier. So my homeboy has been waking up at 4:30 every day since quarantine started. And it's still my favorite way to make sure that I'm creating. You know, 4:30 is a bit, it's a bit much. Like usually I'm at 5:30 and I don't know, there's a massive difference between 4 and 5:30. But if you can, if you're not missing out on sleep, because I know how important sleep is, wake up earlier. There's a thing called Tiger Time that we were doing with GetMC a few years ago. And basically it's wake up, don't check your phone, go to your art table and just create. Just make art. And it's called Tiger Time because there's power in starting your day with art. Speaking of waking up earlier, tip number 21, stop making excuses. There is nothing standing between 100 beautiful new creations and you, other than you. You're the only thing in the way. You're the only thing. And something that I'm going to repeatedly tell you is that you don't not have time. You don't not have time. We all have time. We all have time. When we choose to use up our time with other things, that's a choice. I'm not going to judge you for choosing to spend your time loving on your family or studying or working. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm saying. But that is a choice, whether it's forced or it's actually, you know, like actively chosen. Like, I am going to sit and watch Netflix now. It's all a choice. And there's a story that I'll continuously tell that's my favorite. My mom, in her lectures back in the day at university, was complaining about not having time to finish an assignment. And the lecturer said, "What are you doing between 3 and 4 a.m.? Ridiculous thing to say, but yeah, what are you doing? You've got time. You're choosing to sleep in those hours. That's fine. But you've got the time. We're all given 24 hours every single day. We're all given the same amount of time in a day. The only difference between you and someone you admire is how you choose to spend your time. You make time by giving up something else." Okay. Another point is you don't not have supplies. If you have a pen, if you have a paper, you have supplies. If I can have supplies in a third world African country, and if I can work around the fact that I didn't have a postal system, that I didn't have Amazon, that I did not have any brands that I now have in Germany, I promise you, you can have supplies. You've got them. You know you've got them. You also don't not have talent. How do you think that the greats became great? They made stuff. That's it. They just made a lot of stuff with their time. You also don't not have motivation. You don't not have ideas. Guess what? It's the same as talent. No one has these. No one's given them. It's not a gift that some people have and some people don't. This is something that creates. work with one tab open. So if you absolutely need to get onto the internet or computer, work with one tab open, single task, just one. You'll get the task done in a short amount of time with greater quality. Give yourself time to think. Give yourself time to just be bored. Work within boundaries. It's amazing how much better our brain works when we're given restraints. You can use prompts. You can put out a set of limited supplies to work with. You can put that timer on. You can create a theme. Create boundaries for yourself and then create within them. Find a community. Obviously, I feel like this one is a massive one, and I feel like Get Messy has been a fantastic reason for me personally to create every single day. If it was just me, I would have given up ages ago. A community makes you accountable. It gives you inspiration. It cheers you on. Gives you a place to cheer others on. It's beautiful. If there isn't a community for what you're looking for, make one. Make your own. Invite a bunch of people. Find an accountability partner. This is different to a community. I find personally it achieves different goals for myself. It's an accountability partner is a more focused approach. And all you need to do is make a friend in the community. Ask them if you wouldn't mind if you were accountable to them, and then actually be accountable. Honor your commitment to this other person. Join a challenge. This is another community thing. There are so many challenges happening out there. There's no excuse. Just find one. You can find the latest creative challenges on Kicking the Creatives. Get Messy is continually doing creative challenges. Find one. Doesn't matter what it is, and just do it. Start your own challenge. This can be a personal one. This can be one where you invite others to join. You can take another challenge and give it your own parameters to work with. Use your ideas notebook as a to-do list. Instead of just recording ideas or feeling ideas, just start doing them. Same for Pinterest boards. I know this is a new concept, but instead of using your Pinterest boards as a place to just put things and then ignore, use it as a to-do list. Stop wishing. Start doing. Use someone else's project as inspiration. I know that this sounds counterintuitive to producing more than you consume, but it directly turns consumption into production. Do like Awesome Clear and steal like an artist. In opposite vein to that, try something completely new. Go for a walk. Oh man. After I've gone for a walk, I am on fire with creating. Unsubscribe from as many mailing lists as you can. Do you really need to get that newsletter that makes you hit delete automatically each time it hits your inbox? I don't think so. Clear your inbox. Treat your inbox as holy. In the same vein, unfollow as many blogs as you can. Keep a Pinterest board for the ones that you'd like to check up on every few months and go through them when you've allocated that time to yourself. Don't allow them to trickle into your daily feed. Don't worry about being out of the loop. If something is the next big thing, you're going to know about it whether you're following things or not. Also, unfollow people on Instagram. Unless 99% of someone's feed is of value to you, don't follow them. No hard feelings. It's just social media. Following is not a sign of your friendship. It's not a sign of how much you love them. It's not a sign of anything except consuming their content. I keep a list of people whose feeds I love in my search, and I check on them every so often. Unfollowing doesn't mean that you're never going to see them again. When you follow less people, you also feel the need to check Instagram less often. This has been big for me. Turn off automatic notifications on your phone. When you have the time, check it. Don't allow apps to demand your attention. I've even turned off email notifications. Often I go through times where I've deleted Gmail off my phone. I think those are my best times. Sometimes it's impossible because I'm, you know, if I've got Elliot and I'm waiting on an exciting thing, I'll reinstall the app. But I definitely let my circumstances dictate this, and I dare you to do that too. If you can't delete them, then you can move the tempting apps, shift them to a different screen, shift them into folders, out of sight, out of mind. Make it a little bit of extra effort to get to those, and you'll automatically use them less. Take away internet bookmarks. Put everything into to-do lists for things you want to read, or Pinterest boards for things you occasionally check. If you are not using them every single day, you don't need them. If you can remember the site address, you don't need it. Especially do not have Facebook or something like that as a bookmark. Make it difficult for yourself to consume. Actually finish an online course that you've bought. Share your work. Flip consumption onto its head. Start a blog, post pictures on Instagram. Consistently post, even if you don't have a following. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself so that you can see how far you've come. You can see how much stuff you've already made. Give your projects the added love that is required of uploading them to the internet. Allow other people to consume your stuff. Number 48, do something creative repeatedly. Create daily. If you can't create daily, create weekly. Start small. Eventually, you will have a whole collection of work. It can be as small as taking a good photo. It can be finishing an entire year of scrapbooking. Just do something. If you skip a day, that's okay. If you skip one time, it's okay. But don't skip twice in a row. Think about that. You can skip once, but don't skip twice. Use a new tool or creative method. Creativity in a way that you're not used to completely amplifies creativity in another realm. Learn a new skill. I don't mean buy a new class. I mean actively work towards adding a skill to your repertoire. Sketch. Even if it's a doodle, even if it's rubbish, especially if it's rubbish. Go on a photo walk. Photo walks, oh man, they are a creativity hack. What you do is you choose a theme and then you go in your neighborhood and you walk around and you take photos only in that theme. So the theme can be signage, it can be flowers, it can be the color blue, it can be the number two. Walk around your neighborhood, see your neighborhood with new eyes and take photos just in that theme. Make the ordinary extraordinary. That's what photo walks do. Cameras are a great way to do this. You don't even need a fancy one. You don't even need a camera. You can use your phone. If you don't have a phone, which I highly doubt, but okay, you can sketch. No one will ever see the world the same way you do. No one. Give yourself a requirement when you are consuming. For example, if you require yourself to leave thoughtful comment on every blog post you read, you're definitely going to become selective about what you consume. You're going to ignore a lot more posts, and that's a good thing. That's good. Add it. Make something extra when you consume. You know, maybe you always have to comment on every single Instagram post you scroll past, not just the ones that really speak to you. Do it on everyone. Imagine how much less you'd consume then. Plus, you're giving so much to the people that produce them. What a gift to them, hey? In a similar vein, set aside time for consuming. Now, I know this sounds like the opposite of how not to consume, but if you give yourself an allocated hour in a day, then it's easier to stop yourself at other times and you won't feel as guilty. So, I don't know, if your consumption hour is 3 p.m., you know, and it's early morning and you want to open up Instagram, you just say, hey, no, we do this at 3 p.m. This is, you know, we made this rule. That's what we do. Just the type of person we are. Number 55, have a social media fast. So if you're unable to tear yourself away from social media, give yourself an all-out ban for a week or for a set amount of time. You can announce it. You don't have to announce it. Remember that. This is about you. Know yourself. Know how you're feeling on a specific day. So if you're incredibly motivated and enthusiastic, take on one of your big ideas. If you're on your third cup of coffee, 2 hours into your day, just do something small. The whole idea of this is just to do something. Something. Take a creative break. Do not create in this time, no matter how much you want to. And just store your ideas. Keep a running to-do list so that your mind is not cluttered. This is a big one for me. Something that helps a lot with this is morning pages too. So if you don't want to do a to-do list, traditionally, I mean, it helps me, but it might not help you. Do morning pages. Just write everything that's in your head out on paper. A zen mind, it gets so much more done. I use Todoist, I use Evernote, I use Notion, and I use a Moleskine, but you can use anything. If you think about something, get it out of your brain as soon as possible so you don't have to think about it later and you don't have to come back to it later. Use your brain as a processor, not as storage. I don't know about you, my brain is terrible at storage. I always forget things. And so I just outsource it. I just put on my computer. I just make an external brain there. It's the same way, you know, you back up your photos. That's what I do with my brain. And then my brain is free to think about what it wants to think about. And it's free to process anything. It's free to think creatively. Record your creative time and hone it. Just like you were, if you were embarking on a new exercise program, keep track of your creative time. Use a notebook. Use Lyft. Use like Habitica. I think it's called Habitica. Did they change the name? I don't know. Use some kind of tool and just record it. You know, same way you log calories or reps. You can do that with creativity too. Reduce distractions. There are a bunch of great apps that help with this. Focus at Will, Stay Focused, Freedom, Self-Control, Calm app, Headspace is a very good one. Use non-distracting sounds. So you can play classical or wordless music, lo-fi hip-hop. Let me tell you, lo-fi hip-hop changed my life. I put that on and I swear to you, I am productive as anything. If I am unable to get a task done, I play that music and magically I get the task done. Magically, I will finish an art journal in one sitting. And you know what? It's like you need to be careful of the power you have with lo-fi hip-hop, because if I listen to that and I get distracted, I will follow that distraction until the end. I have to, like, it takes me a while. Like, 30 minutes later, I was like, oh, what happened there? And I have to, like, refocus myself. So try lo-fi hip-hop. When it is playing, know that you're creating. Don't use it for other things. Like I said, don't get distracted. Don't use it for emails. You can also like make yourself like a science experiment and you can create, you can use the same song every time you go to create. You can play Eye of the Tiger and then you know, oh, Eye of the Tiger is playing. It's time to create. You can be like, is it Pavlov's dog? You can like hack yourself and make yourself have responses to external stimuli. Like, it's great. You can also make use of the Pomodoro technique. So Pomodoro, you can research into it. I'm pretty sure you know it by now. But the Pomodoro technique is basically time that you set for, in this case, creating, and time you set for not. It's not only good for getting work things done, and in the same way that non-distracting sounds work, when that timer is counting down, you know that you are creating. Use distracting music. So instead of using non-distracting things, use distracting things. Find a great playlist and play songs that encourage and excite you. Have a creating encouragement song. So like I spoke about Eye of the Tiger, my favorite is Jump, and that's because my dad loves Van Halen. So I know when Jump is playing, it gets me excited, it gets me revved up. It definitely has power. Number 65 on how to produce more than you consume is to make a list of things that you have already created. You can either choose just the things you're proud of, or you can choose everything. Photograph it all, document it. I keep all the stuff that I create in a folder for the year. And it's quite nice seeing over the years how many different things I create. You know, 1 year we'll have 300 items, 1 year we'll have 600 items. It's been a really good thing for me to look at. You know, when my inner critic is telling me, wow, Kaylee, you suck. You've never made anything good in your life. I can be objective and I can go into that folder and I can say, look, inner critic, you can shut your mouth because this, look, number one, number two, number three, I have made good stuff. I've made stuff, I've made crappy stuff, but I've made good stuff and I can make them again because, I don't know, 2 years ago I told myself this and look at all the good stuff I made after that. So yeah, kind of consuming yourself. Practice meditation. I briefly mentioned the Headspace app, but they have got a program on there for creativity, and meditation just helps clear your brain, clear your mind, so that you can create more. Maintain inbox zero. Have an uncluttered computer. Have less distraction. Number 68, make a plan. Plan it to the letter before creating and then create. We love making plans. Oh man, is that just something like humans are born with? The fact that we want to plan everything, that we don't want to jump in, that we don't want to make a mistake, that we don't want to mess up. We can do that, indulge in that, but then put that plan into action. And then what that does is it teaches your brain that you don't just make lists. You do the lists. And so next time you want to do it, you know that the list means you are going to create. Number 69, second last one. Opposite of that, be spontaneous. Just create. Ignore all the reasons that you shouldn't. Ignore all the ways you are sucking. Ignore all the ways you wish you should have planned better and just create. Just create. Ignore them. And the last one, number 70 on the list of 70 ways to produce more than you consume, is to remind yourself of this. And it's my favorite. So I hope you write it in your journal. I hope you make art from it. But keep it in your heart. Everyone, if they're just consistent, will eventually achieve something massive. I'm so glad you stayed with me to the end. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for indulging in your creativity and believing that the impossible is possible, because the more people who are creative, the more other people who wonder if they can be creative think, oh, I can. That person who's just like me can do it. I can do it too. Let me do it. And you and I both know the magical qualities of creativity and how creativity just seeps into the rest of our life and makes the rest of our life better. So thanks for showing up, thanks for creating, and thanks for producing.